Our business news starts with another embarrassment for the world's largest toy maker. This morning, Mattel issued recalls for over 9 million toys. It's Mattel's second recall of Chinese-made toys in a month. Joining us now from New York is NPR's Adam Davidson. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what, Adam, exactly was recalled?
Well, the bulk of the toys, almost 9 million of them, are toys that have these little magnets. Mattel recalled these last year. A certain segment of toys with these very powerful magnets. The fear is the magnets can break off, kids can swallow them, and they come together really damaging the intestines. It's pretty bad. And Mattel identified a whole bunch of new toys that might have that risk. These are all toys manufactured before November 2006. They say they fixed the design problem. They happen to have been made in China, but this is not a, it doesn't seem to be a China error. It seems to be a Mattel design error. In addition, there's around 250,000 of these Sarge Army toy cars that do have a China error, lead paint on them once again.
So if this Mattel recall is not another example of poor manufacturing in China, then does it hurt Mattel?
Mattel is trying very hard to say it won't hurt them, although obviously it does tarnish their image. I will say that before I even had a chance to call Mattel, I got a phone call this morning saying we are enacting a major communications plan and NPR is part of it. We want to reach out to all the media and let them know exactly what happens. They want credit for going out and really looking through their entire supply chain and looking for any problems and identifying them very quickly. So they want the message to be, we are now extra safe. We are obsessively safe. But obviously, people are going to be very nervous giving Mattel toys to their children.
Well, just briefly, what does this say about China?
I don't think this is a huge China story. Obviously, there's a lead paint problem, and obviously China has to deal with it. But this is a very small percentage of the toys coming from China. I don't think this particular recall is a China story.
NPR's Adam Davidson. Thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.